Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, January 19th, 2023. Stand up for your country. So we're making some progress here, spreading the word about what's good for America. And I think I know pretty much what is good for all of us and what isn't good. And that comes from experience and training and observation. And I come at it from a historian slash journalist point of view. So I'm pretty confident what I tell you every day and what you hear on the radio is advancing a positive scenario for the United States of America. Now, you can call me cocky. You can say I'm bragging. You can do it all you want. But in my heart, I know I am trying to do the right thing. And it's good that we are making progress. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So here's a vivid demonstration of that. As you know, we have been saying that the open border policy of President Biden is a disaster for everybody. It's a disaster for the American people. It's a disaster for the migrants themselves. And earlier this week, we showed you that horrendous video of the three little girls from El Salvador, 9, 7, and 18 months, sobbing on the banks of the Rio Grande River. Mexican authorities rescued them. No adult in sight. These girls are now in a foster home in Mexico, and you can imagine what their lives are going to be. All right, somebody just dumped them on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande River. And they did that because there are millions of people trying to get into the United States through the southern border, and that's controlled by the cartels. So God knows what happened to the adults who took these precious girls from El Salvador and moved them thousands of miles north. We don't know. Cartels might have killed them. Anything could have happened. But the fact remains the girls were abandoned. And I made a big deal out of it because Biden doesn't care. I think he addressed the issue. He did not. No senator that I know of, Democrat or Republican, addressed it. And there's videos out there. And then the corrupt mainstream media didn't address it. I'll get into that in a moment. Anyway, I was on News Nation last night. I do a hit with Chris Cuomo every Wednesday night. And I said to them, they said, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, this. I want to talk about this migrants getting hurt and this open border insanity and Biden's dereliction of duty. And they said, okay. And that's what we did. Roll the tape. I want you to understand the big picture, how dangerous Mexico is to America. Mm-hmm. If you combine the out-of-control migration with the narcotics, you have a problem far beyond the jihadists. So why is the president of the United States and the corporate media ignoring the problem? Why? Because it makes Biden and the Democrats look bad. Now, Trump at least did something. He forced Obrador.
Yeah, he did
Trump
more than
forced
something.
Forced Obrador.
Yeah, he did more than something. His best foreign policy.
The military on the board.
His Trump's best it. Foreign policy decision. Okay? And probably, you know, I'm surprised he didn't blow his horn more about this at the time, frankly, because I was covering it when he was doing it. Him threatening the tariff against Mexico made the difference to Obrador, certainly with migration.
And it's true. Obrador, because Trump threatened Mexico, not only with a tariff, but with designating the cartels as terrorists so that the United States could kill them, all right, under the Patriot Act, Obrador put his army on the southern border, Guatemala, and that chokes off all Central American and South American migration, and on the northern border. And the cartels couldn't easily move people in and out. And the day that Biden was inaugurated, he knocked all of Trump's progress on the border out, destroyed it, and then instituted an open border. So Chris Cuomo, a liberal, all right, he is. Now, he's trying to be fair now in a different forum on CNN. Well, you know what he was doing on CNN, but now it's a whole different game. And he's reasonable in our discussions. They're good discussions. If you want to see more of that, it's on BillO'Reilly.com. We post it. I understand, and I don't know this for a fact, but Twitter blows up every time I go on there, and people are back and forthing about the debate, and it's a healthy debate. And the other cables don't do debates anymore, okay, because it's too hard. So they just say, the host will come on and say, well, this is what I think, and now joining us is somebody who agrees with me 100%, and here they are. And CNN still brings in the panel of seven people who all agree with Wolf Blitzer or whatever it is. It's just boring. Anyway, News Nation is trying to have debate, which is what made the O'Reilly Factor the success it is. Okay, so BillO'Reilly.com is an independent news agency. News Nation hires me to go on and do commentary, as many other businesses do. I do a variety of things. And we have expanded now worldwide. And not only that, but the No Spin News that you are watching is on 100 radio stations and soon to be many more at night. So they take us at night. Jimbo Hammond retired and then died. Jim was a good guy in Westwood One. So there's a big opening at night, and radio stations from Alaska to Florida are taking the No Spin News and broadcasting the audio to their audiences. WABC is colossally successful with doing that at 9 o'clock. And they've branded the No Spin News Common Sense on WABC. So our reach now, it's not, I wouldn't say it's as powerful as when I was on Fox News, but it's getting there, all right? And so what I say goes many, many different places. It's not centralized like FNC, all right? But it's getting out there. And our commentary here is based on facts. You all know that. I'm not emotional. I'm not an ideologue. I'm not getting into conspiracy stuff and ridiculous. I'm not wasting your time. I'm giving you information that hopefully will help your life and protect your family. Okay, so that's the memo. This is a good thing, all right, out of horror, and that's what this open border thing is. This will go down in history as one of the worst presidential policies ever. Okay, there's no excuse for it. Biden's lazy, he's incompetent, it's his fault. Could write an executive order tomorrow and stop it, he won't. It's 100% on him. And how people on the midterm election voted for the Democrats. I just can't even, and I've been through this with you. It's not that Republicans are so good, they're not. Okay? Again, no Republican senator brought this video up and made a big deal out of it. Mitch McConnell couldn't care less. All right? So, you know, you can't promote one party, and I won't. All right. Biden, California, visit the flooding. You know, okay. This is what a president is supposed to do, go out and sympathize, and he'll throw money at it. You know, Biden's the biggest spending president in the history of the Republic by far. We have a letter that I'm going to answer later on the broadcast that will put that in perspective. But Biden's solution to everything is more spending. Spend, 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 spend. Nobody watches it, of course. You know, say Biden gives California $100 billion to clean up after this terrible storm situation. All right, say federal money goes in. All right, well, nobody knows how that federal money's used. There's no accountability for it. It goes there, it's distributed by FEMA, a federal agency, and it goes to towns and counties and all, but that's it. I don't know. Now, I'm not accusing American counties and towns of corruption, but certainly it's possible. So we don't know. But that's a Biden. Let's give him a $50 million here, $2 billion there, whatever it may be. All right, he's not going to throw billions at California. Well, maybe he will. Maybe he'll give him $1 or $2 billion. Who knows? All right, Gavin Newsom is the governor of California. He's run the state into the ground. Gavin wants to be president. And he said something very interesting. That was astounding, not interesting, about taxes in California. Go.
I just want to remind everybody out there, 95% of Texans pay higher taxes than Californians. We have the highest tax rate among them with New York. But not everybody lives in that rarefied world. In fact, 99% of you don't. So you pay less taxes. It's just so important to get that out.
Of course, that's not true. So the Sacramento Bee, a newspaper, to its credit, said, where'd you get that stat? So I love this. So Newsom cites some crazy, and I mean crazy left, institute. The Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, ITEP, okay, which is in business to promote socialism. That's what it does. That, and they take, he takes those stats. So we at the No Spin News say, let's get the real stats from the Tax Foundation. And here they are. So the corporate tax rate, the business tax rate, California is 8.8%. Texas has no corporate tax. So come on. I mean, that's number one. The sales tax in Texas is 8.2. In California, it's 8.8. Okay, everybody buys stuff. That's higher. And then you have the overall taxes paid per person. Okay, again, this is from the Tax Foundation. Texans pay $6,335 per person. And they have no state income tax, okay? $6,335 a person. California, $12,000 a person. Almost a double. And there's Newsom going, oh, no, no. It's like, and that doesn't even count the gasoline tax, 54 cents a gallon in California. Texas, 20 cents a gallon. So this is just another example of politicians. I mean, you heard Biden earlier this week, I drove that deficit down $1 trillion. And he was totally distorting it because the reason the deficit went down $1 trillion is because all the COVID spending stopped by law. Anything you do with it. And this is Newsom. Oh, geez, that word. So it's my job to watch all of these people, and it's just astounding how bad it's getting. You know, it was always bad, but not nearly like this. Airline rankings. You know, I got to tell you, I'll reiterate, if you're going on a trip and it's 12 hours by car or less, drive. Here are the best and worst airlines Delta the best, Alaska. Now, Southwest, this is according to Wall Street Journal. I mean, I don't know how that equates with the meltdown. United, Allegiant, American, Spirit, Frontier, the worst is JetBlue. Now, that makes me happy because I had to take them on last April, as you know, JetBlue. It was insane. It was far worse than I even told you it was. I mean, that company was lying to the passengers, and it was, I've never seen anything like it. So now the Wall Street Journal is correct. JetBlue is the worst airline in the United States. Now, unfortunately, where I live in the Northeast, all right, JetBlue flies everywhere from here, from New York and Boston. And, you know, you want to go someplace, they got most of the routes. But they're the worst. Now, here's an interesting poll by TIPP. You know, it's a so-so, it's an internet operation. They online poll, which means you have to go to them. 1,356 Americans, they don't put out a party registration. But they asked an interesting question, that's why I'm doing it. Do you agree or disagree the United States is evolving into a big government socialist state? All right, agree 51%, disagree 31%, unsure 18%, because 18% of the people don't know what a socialist state is, okay? Second question, agree or disagree, I am willing to pay higher taxes, support more social programs. Again, these are the programs that are discretionary, okay? 35% say I'm willing to pay more tax to support those programs, 57% no, 9% don't know. Democrat, very tight, okay? 52% say, okay, I'll pay more. 40% of Democrats don't want to pay anymore. Republicans, only 16% of Republicans, I don't know who they, those people are, say, yeah, I'll pay more tax, and 78% say no. Independents, 26% say, yeah, we'll pay more, 62% no. So it's clear that the American voter is up to here with the taxes. And again, if all the money were being put to good use, by good use, I mean spent responsibly, and that there was an accounting of the money and all of that. Look at this Ukraine. Now, I know, and I would do the same thing if I were president, try to break Putin and the Russian expansionism in Ukraine. I would do it. But do I believe that the American money going over there and arms and everything else are being used honestly? No. I'm not confident that's happening. Because we, the USA, have no say in the matter. It's like Haiti. Haiti's now run, just like Mexico, by the drug cartels. There's no freedom in Haiti. Drug cartels out of Port-au-Prince run the country. How many billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, both public money and private money, have gone into Haiti? None of it gets to the people. And it's just, and now that's, that country's not even a functioning country anymore. It's so violent, and the gangsters run it, just like gangsters run Mexico. Obrador doesn't run Mexico. He's afraid of them. I mean, if he wanted to get the cartels out, he would just ally with the United States and do joint missions. DEA agents, American DEA agents, can't carry guns in Mexico, so they can't go there, or they'll get killed. Cartels will kill them. They don't kill everybody. Kill journalists, kill nuns. They don't care. So anyway, the socialism, are we headed for socialism? The progressive left wants socialism, no doubt about it. This is Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, AOC, a lot of city governments. They want it. And again, I don't want to bore you. I know you know this, but for the younger viewers and listeners, socialism is when the government controls the private economy. So the federal government would take over the social media companies, tell them this is what you do, this is what you don't do. The no-spin news, my corporation, would be subject to government regulation. They'd come in and say, well, O'Reilly, we don't like this. We don't like you saying that Biden's incompetent and lazy. Okay, so you better not say it or we're going to fine you a lot of money. That's socialism, all right? And then the government imposes draconian taxation. So takes money away from the achievers and gives it, redistributes it to those who don't have any much. That's the goal of socialism. So corporate tax would go up 500%. Taxes on the wealthy, they're already trying this wealth tax stuff here in New York and a bunch of other states, way up. And then that would cripple and constrict the capitalistic marketplace. I mean, it would collapse. Now, socialism has never worked. Anywhere in the world, it's never worked. But they still want it. Because power, 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 power. That is what socialism is. And a lot of Americans are voting for socialist candidates. And Elizabeth Warren is the senator from Massachusetts and doesn't have any competition. She wins easily. Sanders, the senator from Vermont. AOC wins her district easy. Doesn't even have to campaign. So a lot of people want this. And those people, by and large, are the people who will get money from the federal government. Money taken from me and you, probably. Okay, so is it going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. It's going to be a course correction, I think, after Biden, I think. The problem is Donald Trump. He's a problem. Because if the Republican Party would run a non-controversial person, they just win easily in 24. But Trump is so controversial that, again, people will go to the polls to vote against him. They don't care how bad the Democrat is. See? The problem, and it's a complicated, layered problem, is that Trump did very well in most of his policies. In the economy, certainly. Certainly he did well. And if COVID didn't come, he would have been reelected handily. But COVID just wiped everybody out, discombobulated everybody, and then Trump became obsessed with the election, and then it just got way out of control. But Trump knows how to run the federal government. He runs it like a business, deal after deal after deal after deal. And most of those deals were good for the American people. So you take his bombast out and his obsessions out of the equation, he should win like Reagan beat Mondale, okay? If you just go in policy, but of course you're not. And while Reagan was very disciplined in the way he presented, never saw him lose his cool, you never saw him, you know, I got letters from Reagan that he wrote, all right, that he's spouting off. He hated the press. He hated the media. Reagan, but he didn't, you know, you got a little annoyance sometimes, but he hated them. I can prove it. In fact, next week, I'll read you one of the letters that I have in my possession. But anyway, so in the 24 election, it should be a landslide to get rid of these crazy Democrats that are hurting everybody. But if it's Trump, and Trump could very well win the nomination. He's ahead in the polls for the Republican primaries. He's ahead. Okay? Then you get the, well, anybody but Trump vote, which, as we saw in the midterms, is significant. So it's very, very complicated situation in this country.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
All right, let's go to crime. Alec Baldwin charged with involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico on a movie set. A photographer named Halna Hutchins, 42 years old, was shot dead by Baldwin in a rehearsal. It's a Western, and there was supposed to be blanks in the gun. You know the story. And somebody put a real bullet in a gun. Now, the authorities in New Mexico don't know who put the real bullet in the gun. I don't think Alec Baldwin knew there was a real bullet in the gun. Do you? Why would he? That's insane. You play Russian roulette? So, but involuntary manslaughter means they didn't take enough precautions. And Alec Baldwin was the EP of the movie. All right. And not only was he the guy with the gun, but he was in charge of a lot of things that happened. And another person has been charged, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She was the armorer. She was in charge of all the guns on the set. So anyway, I feel bad for Alec Baldwin because this, I feel worse for the Hutchins family, the dead woman, but I don't think Baldwin had any idea that this would unfold. And now he's charged with involuntary manslaughter and there's a civil suit against him and it's going to cost the guy tens of millions of dollars. All right, San Francisco, as I predicted, the gallery owner who hosed down the homeless woman, 13 million people watched this video because he was fed up with homeless people disrupting his gallery business. You know, the homeless in San Francisco defecate on the streets. You know the drill. So he hoses the woman down, okay? And the woman's defenseless. That was cruel, what that guy did. Now, everybody knows the justification that everybody in San Francisco with a business is subjected to horror every day. Because the San Francisco progressives who run the town won't do anything about it. It's like the open border. Well, it's not going to do anything about it. San Francisco authorities, somebody disrupts, defiles your business, they're not going to do anything about it. In fact, if the homeless woman had hosed down the gallery guy, Collier Gwynn, 71 years old, okay, she wouldn't have been charged. I can guarantee you. If it were reversed, she never would have been charged. But Collier Gwynn is charged, $2,500 bail. He met it. He's out. Convicted, 6 months in jail, $2,000 fine. He'll plea it down. His lawyers will plea it down. And he should be punished. He should. You can't do vigilantism. You know, I know some people don't have any problem with being a vigilante, but I do. So this poor woman... And she is a poor woman. And now she's in the, now San Francisco says, well, we have taken her somewhere and she's receiving, quote, assistance from the San Francisco Department of Public Health. Who knows what they're doing with it? But what I do know is that there are thousands of people running around San Francisco, disrupting business, breaking the law, putting children at risk, and the authorities do nothing. That's what I do know. So this guy, you know, but you can't do the vigilante stuff. Let's go up to Seattle. Do I got another one? Okay. New York City. Not quite as bad as San Francisco, but bad. So according to the Manhattan Institute for Policy Research, very credible organization, 69% of arrests, okay, the police arrest people, 69% of those arrests thrown out by the four liberal district attorneys in New York City, 69%. And the DA say, well, the new bail law, no bail law, requires that you have all the paperwork under a certain period of time if you're going to prosecute, and we can't get the paperwork done, and that's why we're not prosecuting any crimes. That's the excuse, the paperwork excuse. Meantime, every criminal in New York City knows that he or she can do pretty much anything they want, short of murder, rape. You can steal a car. It's not gonna be a heavy penalty for you. You know, serious bodily harm. If you do serious bodily harm, they have to prosecute. Anything else is just a free fire zone. Okay, New York City. Seattle. Listen to this stat. Okay, Seattle has a crime rate 134% higher than the national crime rate. Seattle, 134% higher. So Nike, one of their flagship stores, been downtown Seattle since 1996. Bye. We're going. Too much people stealing people, and people in Seattle won't do anything about it. Authorities won't do anything about it. So Starbucks left. Seattle Credit Union left. Now Nike's leaving. And it's all because of this crime. It's all because they won't prosecute the crime. Going. Bye. All right. And I'm just flabbergasted here that the people of New York City, of San Francisco, of Seattle aren't rising up. They're not. They're not. If they were, we wouldn't have this. There's no demonstrations in San Francisco demanding that the homeless problem be solved. There's no demonstrations in New York City that the district attorneys won't prosecute criminals. You don't see any of that.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. All right. In Brooklyn, New York, Genaro Garcia Luna, I reported this yesterday, he was the head of the Mexican FBI for 6 years, 2006 to 12, under President Calderon. He now is on trial for corruption, estimating he took $5 million in bribes from the cartels. So what this guy did, Luna, was he got the money, and I'm convicting him. I am convicting him. All right? He got the money, and he said, I don't want to be here in Mexico City. I'm moving to New York. Okay, where the feds immediately made a RICO case against him, the American authorities. And now he He might be life in prison, this guy. All right, he's terrible. He is terrible. And the Mexican government knew that he was doing it. They didn't care. Are there Mexican big shots that have taken bribes? Salvador Cienfuegos Zepeda, former Mexican defense secretary. Okay? So he was arrested October 2020 on charges of international drug trafficking. Not only did he take bribes, but he trafficked the drugs himself using the Mexican military. Okay? So Mexico, that's Obrador, went to Biden and said, you have to let us try him. We want Zepeda here. So the Justice Department did. They sent Zepeda back to Mexico. Think anything's going to happen to Zepeda? Nah. And why did Obrador do that? Because Zepeda knows everybody in Obrador's cabinet is taking bribes. That's why. I can't even tell you. I'll never go to Mexico again in my life. That's how corrupt that place is. Smart Life. So if you're a new BillO'Reilly.com premium member or concierge member, or you're just hearing us on the radio or watching us for the first time or whatever, Smart Life is designed to improve your life by saving you money, improving your health, whatever it may be. So we found another place that you might check out. It's called Free Stuff Finder. Free Stuff Finder. It's an app, okay? Get it on your phone. So they have big, big names. Target, Amazon, Kohl's, Walmart, CVS, Old Navy, Gap, you name it. You go on Free Stuff Finder and they'll guide you, and it's free. I don't think you have to pay them anything. And there's coupons, which I guess you download, or I don't know how to do any of that. I just get the urchins to do it for me. Okay, but this can save you a lot of money. Once again, the app is Free Stuff Finder. This day in history is a really interesting story. January 19th, 1976. The Beatles had been broken up for about 6 years. All right. So a guy named Bill Sargent, L.A. concert promoter, offered the Beatles $30 million to play together in a concert. $30 million in 1976. Today, that's $150 million for Beatles. That's what it would today. $150 million. But $30 million back then. They turned it down. Okay? The Beatles turned it down. At that point, the rancor among the four was so intense that they walked away from that kind of a payday to do a concert. Now, killing the legends. Here we go. I go right through this whole thing. All right, what happened in the John Lennon Beatles saga? And nobody knows what happened, but I do, which is why that book remains a bestseller. It's been in the marketplace in September. So anyway, George Harrison, the late George Harrison, he in a book said the following. That was a sick offer. It's putting pressure on us, and I don't like that. I'm not saying a Beatles reunion is never going to happen, but I don't see us ever getting together because people are bringing pressure on us. George, okay, $30 million offer isn't pressure, all right? It's an offer. You take it or you leave it. You left it. Fine. Never got the Beatles reunion. All right, a mail segment and a final thought that I think you'll find amusing. Right back. Okay, let's go to the mail. August Dean, Huntington, New York. Why was Obama storing top secret documents in Biden's garage? Obama? Gus, is this on a website someplace that Obama is involved with this Biden document thing? Please let me know what website that is. Obama have anything to do with this? All right, Susan on the message board. Remember when the Democrats were chastising President Trump when children were separated from adults who crossed the border? It was because the vast majority of those adults were not related to the children. That was confirmed by DNA testing. It was a massive trafficking situation. Some truth to that. Under the Trump administration, they were trying to figure out who was who. Okay, these kids come across the board with Uncle Jose. Well, is he really the uncle? And they had to separate because the kids were scared. So you make a good point that has never been really reported accurately in the press, Susan. Thank you. Christopher Sylvania, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Bill, can you do a segment on systematic racism and the growing threat of white supremacy? Because I don't see it. It's there. Stormfront and those organizations, they're white supremacists, neo-Nazis. It's there on the internet. You can find it. I don't know why you would look for it, but it's not anything that is growing. I assume the FBI has infiltrated all of these groups. They don't really surface very much, but it's there. Richard Emke, Syracuse, New York. What mechanism is in place to oversee the Department of Justice? The Inspector General oversees the Department of Justice. And Congress oversees all the departments. That's who regulates. Jerry DeVore, Honolulu. Seems odd whenever there's a Democratic president, congressional Republicans threaten to shut down a government. But whenever a Republican president, they're willing to spend like drunken sailors. Okay, Jerry, there is some truth to what you are saying. Under Trump, the spending was massive. Okay, first on rebuilding the military, and then COVID kicked in. And we taxpayers had to pay for all of those vaccines. Massive spending. Biden's worse. Biden's spending far more than Trump. And will never stop. Trump didn't really care about the budget and the deficit very much. He wanted results. And he got them. He got the vaccine up and running fast. He had to pay. We had to pay plenty for that. But you're right in the sense that neither political party, okay, is disciplined. However, the Republicans want a balanced budget amendment. If that were put up, most Republicans would vote for it. Bob Hedfifi, Thornton, Colorado. I ate out the other day, took your advice, Bill. I ordered an appetizer and a dinner salad and was just right. Your smart like statements are great. You know, it depends on a restaurant, but if they give you a healthy appetizer, you know, a bunch of stuff there, and you get a salad and you drink some water, you can get out of there for not a lot of money and you'll be full. Scott Banning, Charleston, South Carolina. This day in history last evening was interesting. You quoted prohibition as one of the worst laws ever. It was. And today, 75% of Americans drink regularly. But why does the USA continue to support the drinking age of 21? It should be 18. No. Why would you make it 18? Since it was raised to 21, the drunk driving stats have gone down. That's what it's all about. Danger on the road. And where do you see what happens with this pot stuff? In your own state, Colorado, the DUIs are way up since marijuana has been legalized. All right, let me do one more here because we got a final thought I want to spend a little time on. Craig Nettlinger, Dillsboro, North Carolina. Mr. O'Reilly just finished reading Killing the Legends. Excellent. I highly recommend the book to everyone. I look forward to reading the next book, and I've decided on Killing the Killers. You will not be disappointed, Craig. Killing the Killers, Dugard and I's best reporting that we did in any of the 12 Killing books. Legends is very entertaining. Killers, hard news. All right, we have new polo shirts. Summer, spring, coming fast. And they're No Spin polo shirts. Okay, No Spin logo. If you're a premium concierge member, we'll give you $7 off. They're not expensive anyway. They're great looking shirts. Send a message. No Spin in your life. Okay, and word of the day, do not be odious, O-D-I-O-U-S, odious. Back with a final thought on grooming in a moment. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Here is the final thought of the day. So the urchins were around over the Christmas break. My daughter doesn't have any problem with grooming. She always looks good. And, you know, she understands that when you go out in public, you're judged, might not be right, might not be fair, by the way you look and the way you present yourself. So my son, good-looking kid, he's in college, he's a sophomore. He comes out and he decides not going to shave. So after day four, I'm having breakfast with Lon Chaney Jr. If you don't know who that is, the Wolf Man. Okay, and the moon wasn't even out. It was morning. And I'm looking at him and going, what is this message? What are we? Oh, it's vacation. I'm taking it easy. I said, look, I'm going to start, you know, putting a bag over your head here. This is not a good look. What does it matter? It matters. And not only does personal appearance matter, it's a discipline. You shower up every day. And if you want to grow a beard, or that's fine. It's your own business. As long as it's trim and it looks good, okay? And your hair should be, you know, washed and whatever, okay? Because the message it sends is, I'm proud of myself. I value myself. And I'm going to look the best I can look. And your property, too. If you're like the Addams Family, I mean, people go by and I go, what's the matter with those people? Right? If you have a nice piece of property, no matter what it is, you keep it nice, I mean, it reflects on you. Again, it's a discipline that you're proud, that you know, you want to put forth a view of yourself, your property or whatever, that is, look, we respect ourselves and we respect what we have. So grooming and the other stuff is important. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column on Sunday noon. We'll see you again on Monday.
The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe, download now, The Truth.